Hello, and welcome to The Alchemist with Isis Jade, the keys to living your very best life in alignment with your mind, body, and spirit. My name is Isis Jade, and I am delighted that you are here. I am the formulator behind Alchemist Co. and Warrior Relief, two brands focused on helping people use bioenergized products to help you live your very best life. I am an alignment coach, licensed spiritual counselor, holistic medicine practitioner, author, clairvoyant, and energy alchemist. I have over a dozen certifications in various healing arts, and I also carry PhDs in bioenergetics, holistic medicine, and traditional naturopathy, and I've written over 10 books. This podcast is full of immediate strategies that you can apply today to help you bring yourself back into full alignment and live your very best life, fully embodied in mind, body, and spirit, through a variety of holistic tools, including energy healing, aromatherapy, herbs, naturopathic processes, secret universal laws, visualization tips, how to break any bad habit fast, and how to completely reframe your entire self-concept and more. So if you are ready for your total mind, body, and spirit level up, then brilliant soul, you're in the right place. Hello, gorgeous soul. Today I want to respond to a recent email received from a reader of my blog, and she also follows me on Facebook and Twitter. Today she asked me, "Isis, I'm so overwhelmed with my life right now. I just don't see how to make the changes I need. I'm stressed out, I just don't have enough money, and I've lost my sense of purpose and meaning. I'm completely burned out in my current business." So I've been following you for a while, and I really wanted to ask you a question. How do you turn it all around? How do you create a divine life that you talk about? Something that's in alignment with my dreams and my soul purpose. How do I find that sense of purpose and meaning again? I really want this life that you talk about, this business that you talk about. Something that's full of prosperity, joy, meaning, all of those things. And I want to be able to do it without all the stress, feeling like I'm running around putting out fires all the time. And honestly, I just don't know what to do first. Well, you know, that's a fantastic question, and it's a wonderful way that I wanted to start out the reboot of this particular podcast. So just how do you start creating a divine life you love that is in complete alignment with your soul's purpose? Well, my first piece of advice is this, and before you begin making any changes in your life, you really want to sit down and take some stock into where you're at currently in the moment, and to find out why you feel so compelled to run around and put out all these fires. Because honestly, we often fall into the habits of chaos and reaction out of a desire to avoid pain. And it's a large part about why we end up feeling as if at the end of the day, we haven't accomplished as much as we like, as well as we just don't feel like we're operating with that degree of purposefulness in our lives. So I want you to sit down this evening with your journal and open up to a fresh, clean page. And I'm going to ask you to start by writing down why you feel like your life and the certain aspects in your life that's not making you happy and joyful. What is it about those aspects of life that are really keeping you from fully living your purpose? Why do you feel empty? Why do you feel burned out? And contemplate on what's really missing. You said you don't have enough money, and yet you also said you don't have enough time. And those two key points for me speaks back to this mentality that you may have developed around what I call the scarcity clause. And the scarcity clause says that we don't have enough time, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough energy, we don't have enough, and we're not enough, so therefore we don't have enough. And it's a clause that many women find themselves kind of running after frequently. When we are burned out in our business because we're running around putting all these fires and trying to react to our clients, trying to react to our customers, trying to react to our market, react, 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 and we try to come home and we're trying to react to our kids, and it gets to a point where everything feels like all you're doing is reacting and not being proactive. And that's got to feel very burdensome. So start with a list and make a list of the things that really burn you out, that really wear on you, that really wear you out. And chances are you're going to start to notice that these are the areas in life where you've lost touch with yourself at the soul level. And maybe your heart just isn't invested in those areas of life anymore because they weigh down so heavy on you. And it may be because you feel such a heavy level of obligation to keep those things going that you, at the end of the day, you just don't really feel compelled by them anymore. Over the next couple of podcast episodes here, I want to share with you a few tips on how to make your life a little more sweeter, a little less chaotic, and a lot more balanced. Let's start with these first few tips. Let's see if we can get you unstuck. Let's see if we can get you moving and grooving in the right location, in the right place, the right time now. What I've noticed is that if you begin employing these strategies, you're going to go far in your life to creating the kind of vibrational energy that's going to give you more abundance, more joy, more rather than feeling like there's not enough. And most of the time, we often feel like we're being stretched 50,000 different directions that we don't feel like there's enough of us to go around. So we're going to focus on really getting clear on why we create that sort of synergy in our life and how to really pull back on everything, set some clear boundaries, and be able to really exercise on a much more higher frequency, a much more higher vibrational scale than anything you've ever done so far to date. We're also finally going to give you permission to start letting go of everything that's burdening you or redefine it in a way so it's no longer burdening you, but it becomes a joy for you. That being said, I really want to be the first one to welcome you to your brand new divine life. And you see, creating a divine, mission-driven, passionate life and business that celebrates your gifts, that your talents, and allows your natural abilities to come forward, it all comes from making a very clear set of choices about what you will and will no longer accept in your life. So it all begins with the power of choice. And if you've had a chance to download my book, Your Mission Impossible, you can find that on Amazon. Look up Your Mission Impossible by Isis Jade or by Isis, and you'll find it. I urge you to purchase that book right away. I have to warn you though, while a lot of people want to know how to do things, the critical key to experiencing the lasting results in your life is when you begin taking the inspired action to rearrange your life, to make room for the new energies and the new opportunities to flood into you. You see, you really can't fill a cup that's already full. So if you're full to overflowing, if you're so overwhelmed, if you're so chaotic, if you're filled with clutter, energetic clutter, physical clutter, business clutter, life clutter, relationship clutter, you have no room for anything new to come in. So one of the first things that I do with my clients is we look around at the energy, we look at where the energy leaks are, we look at where the relationship leaks are, we look at everything. And we start to clear the clutter from their lives. We start to clear the energetic debris, the old ideas, the old beliefs, everything that's holding you back. And we start a little bit at a time, clearing all of that away so that we can make room for the new to come in. After all, you have to invest in yourself first. You have to clean up your energetic act first and make the right actions in order to make change fast and also make change last. So it's all about the energy. Now, a lot of people believe that energetics is not scientific, but actually that's a completely disproven fact. If you've studied anything around quantum physics at all, you understand that at the bottom line, everything is energy and everything vibrates similarly. And the highest potential resonance for existence in life itself is the energetic resonance of delight and creativity. So we really want to get your vibration levels up that high as quickly as we possibly can so you can start manifesting on a much more rapid scale. In order to achieve anything you want in your life, whether it's prosperity, success, happiness, work results, great children, passionate relationships, even financial freedom and wealth, you need to be willing to first invest your heart and your soul in the entire process. And most of all, be willing to follow your heart and your intuition and your divine soul guidance and follow that with the right mindset. And those are the key ingredients to creating a divine life and business. Learning to follow your inner guidance, learning to follow your intuition. Pulling all of these pieces together really brings it magnificently to life as rapidly as you can possibly imagine. So the feelings that you hold on to, and these feelings could be feelings of resentment, feelings of obligation, feelings of exhaustion, feelings of tiredness, feelings of frustration, despondency, even depression, anything that you're holding on to that's negative like that creates the negative thinking in your mind. And if you're holding on to an energetic feeling that's very positive, you can use the positive feelings to engage positive thoughts in your mind. Thought follows feeling. Action follows thought. Feeling, thought, action. It is the divine process, most powerful process. Now, a lot of people mistake feeling for emotion. And in my book, Delight, I talk about the differences between feeling, emotion, and thought because it's really important that you get crystal clear on these three key components. A lot of people believe that our emotions drive us. To some extent, that's correct, especially if you're not consciously aware of the feelings that you're picking up on and you're labeling them with a false emotion attached to it. So learning how to interpret feeling, which is usually intuitive, learning how to interpret emotion, which is usually thought-driven. When we get upset, that's usually because we've attached a definition to an outside external circumstance and related it back into ourselves as a qualifier. And what I mean by that is being driven by upset emotion, as opposed to being proactively choosing how you ought to feel or how you should feel or how you want to feel. So we don't want to should all over ourselves. We don't want to ought all over ourselves. What we want to do is just come into a place where we accept that this is how we're feeling in the moment, but we don't necessarily have to react to that feeling. So that's the way the first step of the process is to identify the difference between feeling, thought, and emotion, learning to be more guided by our inner feelings, understanding where they're coming from, learning how to express themselves in a healthy manner, and still learning to be proactive in our approach to life as opposed to reactive. Most of the times when we get stressed out, we tend to operate most of our life in reactivity, reactive mode. That creates overwhelm, that creates chaos, that creates even more stress. And that's the never-ending negative cycle of that. And it's all triggered by the scarcity clause. Learning to disable the scarcity clause in your life and embracing the prosperity clause. Basically rewriting at your DNA level, getting rid of that soul level contract that says, oh, life is scarce, or energy is scarce, or money is scarce, or anything, or health is scarce, or time is scarce. And rewriting that and turning it into the prosperity clause, which says, I have enough, I am enough, I have more than enough, I am more than enough, and everything flows to me effortlessly with grace and intention. Whatever it is that you focus on feeling today will give you the blueprint upon which your future thought and your future action and your future decisions are going to be based on. So when we get clear on what we want to feel today, we get more clear on the actions and choices that we make that lead us into tomorrow. I realize we're not going to focus too much on the past. The past is the past. There's no need to focus on it anymore. If you want to focus on past energy or healing past accessibilities, things like that, if you really need to delve into the past, we can do that. But usually what we do is we come to acknowledgement that our past relationships or our past trauma or past pain had a very big reason, a very big purpose for leading us to this point where we are in our lives here and now. Accepting that that happened, feeling in the acceptance, releasing it fully so that we can embrace our future potential selves. Very important knowledge, very important process to engage in. Feeling comes from the heart, and feeling comes first, and feeling comes from being guided by your soul, being guided, inner guided. And the more inner guided you become, the more certain you become about the choices you make. And thoughts are your ideas, opinions, and beliefs. And those thoughts create your emotions, all of which work towards together to create your attitude. Feeling, thought, emotion, and action. These things all create your attitude. And your attitude assists in your decision-making process, absolutely. Your attitude also leads you to focus on certain things, be it positive or negative. which then leads to your ultimate results. So it's a lot to take into, it's a lot to consider, but ultimately it's a lot of fun too. When you start learning how to operate on a much more higher scale of frequency, you can learn to master your thoughts through mastering your feelings and not trying to do it the backwards way, which is what everybody else teaches, which is master your thought first. Oh my gosh, that's the long way around. I want to teach you how to get to a place where you are so delighted with your life, so delighted with yourself, so in love and joyful and full of passion and purpose and meaning for yourself that you don't even have to worry about all that other stuff. And that's the best part. That's the most fun part, is learning to come to that place of love and joy and delight and just being totally excited and exuberant about what you're able to create in your life. So the questions I want to pose to you today are these. Are you happy with your results so far? If not, why not? And make a list of the results you've achieved so far. What were they lacking? Did you hit your goals? How did it feel when you hit your goals? Or did your goals slip by and you didn't quite reach them? And why not? I want you to really contemplate on that. If you're happy with your results in your life, do you want to know what the choices are that you can make in order to improve your life, in order to dramatically improve your life? Do you know that you have a whole slew of choices available to you that you can choose to make that's going to change your life in the blink of an eye as quickly as possible? And do you want the ability to be in a stronger position to determine the course of your future? I really am so excited to be able to share over the next few weeks some amazing tips for you to help you really qualify and craft and design a life that's thrilling, a life that's full of excitement, a life that's full of joy, prosperity, and delight, and create a life that delights and excites you and receive unlimited success and abundance. I hope you have a most wonderful and joyful day today, and we'll come back together and I'm going to give you a few more tips.
Thank you for listening to today's show, The Alchemist with Isis Jade. If you are intrigued by the strategies and products discussed, you can visit me on my website at alchemistco.com to purchase the world's only certified organic bioenergized tools, including aromatherapy, natural perfumes, skincare, protection sprays, emotional healing, and so much more. That's alchemistco.com. Now, to get access to our bioenergized pain relief line, you can find those on warrior-relief.com. You can also find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. Just type in Alchemist Co. and follow me there. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button to get access to our weekly podcast, receive updates and information about our latest products, guided meditation, books, and courses, and get in on our VIP offers not available to the general public. Thank you so much for listening. Have a most delightful and wonderful day out there, living your very best life.